Dr. Pinsky dictating a female amia on Armel. Scratch it. Armel. A-R-M-E-L-L-E. Nicholas, N-I-C-O-L-A-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Nicholas, as described in my report of 7/30/21. Here she is now 55, a woman who again reports she injured her left hand at work on 11/10/19. Here she was helping bathe a patient in room 101. Period. She was turning the client and gave him her hand to help him to the side rail. Period. However, he twisted her hand toward her and hurt her hand and wrist. Period. She did go to the emergency room the same day. Period. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn ligament that was repaired surgically. Pearcy states this was on 3/18/20. Period. This involved cleansing and debridement. Period. She then had rehabilitation with cryotherapy. Period. She also describes a second surgery involving the left long finger unrelated to the subject event. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, Ms. Nicholas received an order approving settlement and then applied for review or modification of that award. Period. She supplied answers to interrogatories in concert with that request. Period. She admitted to being involved in a motor vehicle accident on 10/10/22, for which she is undergoing chiropractic treatment with Dr. Inacio, I-N-A-C-I-O, period. New paragraph. She underwent a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Shamash, S-H-A-M-A-S-H, on 6/6/23. Period. And put this in bold. We are missing page 3 of that report, and need to find it. Period. He did cite her course of treatment to date, including the fact that she underwent some type of left wrist surgery on 3/18/20. Period. This was followed by physical therapy. Period. She had a subsequent surgery to the left middle finger in November 2022 because it was stuck straight. Period. This was also followed by physical therapy. Period. He referenced the MRI of her left wrist from 1/14/20. Period. He also reviewed the x-rays of the wrist taken the day of the injury with no acute fracture or bony abnormality. Period. And put this in bold once again. We need to find page 3. Period. New paragraph. She was also seen by Dr. Horwitz, H-O-R-W-I-T-Z, on 6/23/21, period. He offered 65% permanent impairment of the left hand, period. Physical exam. General appearance, she complained of increased symptoms after driving from Elizabeth, New Jersey for the current evaluation. Period. Extremities upper, inspection revealed a healed open surgical scar on the ulnar aspect of the left wrist. Period. There were also small portal scars on its dorsal aspect. Period. There was no appreciable swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left wrist extension was to 55 degrees without discomfort. Period. Motion of the wrist, shoulders, elbows, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing yielded breakaway weakness on the left, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. With jammer hand anemometry, she demonstrated minimal effort on the left. Period. This is consistent with limited volitional behavior and symptom magnification. Period. Spine cervical normal. New paragraph. Insert what I've marked from my prior report, and that will be the end.